chilling the world. I stay tuned to the Famous Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
When I'm always chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fame. He has the hottest podcast out there.
Oh, yes. Very informative.
When I'm home chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fame. He has the hottest podcast out here.
When I'm home chilling the world, I stay tuned to the Famous Podcast. It's the hottest message out there. Hey, y'all. When I'm at the spot just chilling, or when my car just driving around, I always listen to Faze. He keep it real. He say it was real. And that's one of the hottest podcasts around. I definitely suggest it. Check them out.
Boss T, let's get it. Have you ever been hungry and can't eat? Have you ever been thirsty and can't drink? Have you ever been tired and can't sleep? What would you do if you knew you were all three? I've been down and down when nobody cares. Rain falls down, you ain't got no choice but wet. Cause it's a hard life, it's alright. Gotta get back up somehow, don't count me out. Hard life, it's alright. Gotta get back up somehow, don't count me out. Hard life, it's alright. Nigga, get back up, you gotta fight. Boss T.
We are coming on the air with breaking news about a major development in the Middle East. Just a short time ago, Israeli officials confirmed that Iran has launched dozens of weaponized drones at targets inside Israel. U.S. officials also confirmed the attack has begun. The move fulfills Iran's promise to retaliate against Israel, accusing it of bombing Iran's embassy in Syria earlier this month. The attack killed several top military officials. Right now, President Biden is rushing back to the White House from Delaware for meetings with his national security team. Just yesterday, the president once again vowed to support Israel against an Iranian attack. And the U.S. has warships in the region to protect Israel and American forces there. Let's get right to Richard Engel in Jerusalem. Richard, weaponized drones, these could take some time to reach Israel.
This is a slow-motion attack that Israeli officials say is underway right now. They say that the drones were launched from inside Iranian territory. They need to travel from Iran all the way to Israel, and that could take many hours. It's unclear what kind of drones they are, how fast they are flying, but the expectation in this country is that it could take 4, 5, or even 6 hours before they enter into Israeli airspace, making it quite easy for Israel to shoot them down. Israel has been prepared for this kind of attack. The Israeli intelligence community has been issuing warnings. The U.S. has beefed up its defenses. The commander of CENTCOM is here. Diplomatic personnel from U.S. embassies have been told not to leave major cities, including Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. But the big question is, are these drones on their way now to Israel, according to the Israeli military, the only part of this attack? And in a statement that was televised here in Israel, a military spokesman said that this attack is underway, that the Israeli public should take it seriously, that if the air raid sirens do go off, suggesting they might not go off if these drones are destroyed before they enter Israeli airspace, that people should take cover, stay there for at least 10 minutes, and that if there are other attacks, that the public will be informed.
Richard Engel in Jerusalem, thank you very much. That concludes this NBC.
Y'all see, fam? Y'all see the things that's going on, how Israel is got this thing, this war sparked off. And America is sitting up there wanting to deal with them. And America said it got Israel back because Israel, America is Israel. Israel is America. They are the same with the Britain. They all them is in one. The Jewish community, really there is to steal people community, resources, and give it to the European nation. So they supposed to be the police of Africa, the spies of Africa, stealing everybody resources. So America and Biden talking about don't. Like, these people are children. You see the arrogance of how non-pigmentation man don't. Like, this man is a child and you could do something to somebody else, but they can't go back and do something back to you. These the mindsets of these people. I keep telling y'all, fam. Y'all better be ready. Y'all better be prepared. Prayed up. And get your mind straight. For what's going to happen, because all this going to happen, man, I keep telling you, we're going to have to start building up our nation and getting the mindset, because when things start eating ugly, that's when we need to start pairing up with each other. But this right here is a bittersweet situation for us as a nation. The bitter thing is a lot of people are going to be turned over, misplaced, unalive. And the sweet thing it is, it's going to bring the black man, the black woman, the Latino man, the Latino woman, and the Native Indian man and the Native Indian woman back together. Because we're going to need each other. Dealing with this mess right here. We gonna need each other.
They have been launched, and this is a retaliatory strike. So be careful with what you're seeing. Now I'm gonna explain what the government officials are saying, what the media is saying at the same time. And there couldn't be a more important story. If Iran and Israel go to a full-scale war between two countries, I would be shocked if Joe Biden and all of Washington didn't drag us into the most disastrous war of our lifetimes. If you thought Iraq was bad, Iran is four times the size of Iraq. So this is going to be an epic nightmare. So I hope cooler heads prevail. And, you know, I'll tell you all about every detail we know. But I've got to tell you who started it, how this it's proceeding right now. I've got to tell you about, you know, Israel's ability to knock these drones and missiles down, what America is going to do next. Right now, Joe Biden is in the Situation Room and they're considering what they can do to help Israel. The Eisenhower carrier group, our aircraft carriers, are in the region and they might be able to shoot down some of the missiles, etc. Obviously, Israel has Iron Dome. I hope that we all hope that no one gets hurt in Israel or Iran. But right now, we are at the brink of war in a way that I have not seen in a long, long time. So obviously, normally we do the show live Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. The live shows are really important to catch. There's so many details there. We don't put up all the things that we do on the show onto the clips on YouTube. So make sure you're checking that out right here, youtube.com/TheYoungTurks. So, but throughout the weekend, we will have updates for you guys. And so we appreciate all of you that are members. You make, episodes like this possible. You make, of course, our entire show and network possible. And that's why you're going to get honest reporting from us. We're not going to give you the mainstream media nonsense. although they've been okay so far on this, which I'll explain in a second, and we're not going to give you partisan coverage of this. We're going to be principled, and I'm going to explain what that means in this context in a second. If you can, hit the join button below to become a Young Turks member and allow us to do programming like this, and I'll try to give shout-outs to people who use Super Chat and sign up while I'm live here. But let's keep going on the really important things that have happened here. So first of all, look, whenever you start about talk about a war with Israel, you always have people that go, well, okay, but then the Palestinians did this first, and then Hezbollah did that, and Hamas did this, and Israel did that. And then if you go back another couple of months, and another couple of years, and another couple of thousand years, they started it, they started it. Okay, yes. So in this case, has Iran, to the best of our ability to determine it through our intelligence, to the best of our ability in the media to trust anything the U.S. government says, because it is so in the tank for Israel, did Iran fund Hamas and Hezbollah, and have they done strikes against Israel? Yes, they've done that periodically. Obviously, Hamas did it on October 7th. It is not at all clear that Iran helped Hamas do that. We do not know that. Now, having said that, of course, if you go back a little further, well, there's been an occupation for 75 years. And so Israel says, we get to occupy you maybe for the rest of time. And anyone who helps you, anyone who fights back is a dirty terrorist. And it's always their fault. So we can occupy you forever. And right now, that is literally the Israeli government's position. Benjamin Netanyahu and his right-wing government in Israel are saying, we are never going to give the Palestinians a state. Never. But they should never fight back. And if they do, it's definitely their fault. And if anyone helps them, it's definitely their fault. They should just know that there are prisoners forever and ever and ever. And so, look, whether you are so deluded that you believe that, it doesn't really matter. Because do you think Israel is going to be safe if you occupy another people for the rest of eternity? Do you think that they're just going to all submit? Like, oh, yes, Israel is our Lord and Savior now, and we will never, ever, ever fight back. They're not going to do that. That's not how the real world works. Of course they're going to fight back. Okay, so you can get into that debate for 1,000 years. But the bottom line on what has happened recently and why Iran has launched these today is because Israel did a strike inside Syria at the Iranian embassy. And that is basically the equivalent of striking within Iran. They killed seven top commanders, including one of the top generals in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, which is their main, military group that protects the ruling class in Iran, etc. So standard caveats. I got no love for the Iranian government. They're fundamentalist, and I'm secular. They would have no interest in me. I got no interest in them. I wish that Iran could be a democracy again. It's not. So those are obvious things, but that's not the point. The point is, why are we in the middle of this mess? And it's definitely because Israel hit the consulate and killed our top general. And that was Netanyahu's right-wing government saying, I want a war. I'm picking a war with Iran. And look, guys, none of this is unclear. And anyone who tells you otherwise is definitively lying. And you could look it up with New York Times, CNN, Washington Post. You can see all the reporting from the past. So Netanyahu is agitated with a war with Iran and has asked America to engage in a war with Iran for now over a decade. He was furious with Obama for signing a peace deal with Iran where we actually prevented them from getting nukes. He asked Trump to get us out of that deal, and Trump did, which made war much more likely. And Iran went back to enriching uranium because they said, well, if you don't want a peace deal, then we won't give you a peace deal. I'm not going to give you the thing that you want where I take all the uranium out and take all of our capabilities out, and in return I get nothing. No. So Iran went back to doing that. So then Netanyahu says, see, they might be developing nukes. So you now definitely have to invade them. Listen, brother, I know that AIPAC in a lot of ways controls Washington. We'll get into the nuances of that in a second, too. But you're not the boss of us. You don't get to order us into a war with Iran. So Israel definitely picked this war. Definitely. Netanyahu. And again, it's not all the people of Israel, guys. It's the same as when America went to war with Iraq. America was definitely at fault, but the American people didn't all sign up for that. We had hundreds of thousands of people in the streets protesting that, millions of people overall. Israel has thousands of, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people protesting Netanyahu. So they're not a monolith, but the government, the right-wing government of Israel, has been agitating for this war and purposely hit those, the Iranian consulate, to try to provoke this reaction. And it leaves Iran as a country, again, no matter how much I might hate their government, it leaves them no choice. There is no country in the world that is going to get their embassy or consulate hit and go, oh, okay, okay, you just kill us anytime you like, we won't respond. That's not a thing that happens in this world. And if you were saying, no, Israel should get to kill anyone they want in the Iranian government or the Iranian military, and Iran has no right to respond, it doesn't matter that you think that. That's a lunatic position. And by the way, the position held by the U.S. government, the British government, the Democratic Party, and the Republican Party. I'll come back to that in a second. But in the meanwhile, even if you have that position, they're not going to comply. They don't agree. You say, Iran, I get to kill you anytime you like. I like. And you cannot respond. Yeah, but you're not the boss of them either. They're gonna respond. Literally every country in the world, any country in the world, would respond. So that is what Iran is doing now. Again, I hope that no one gets hurt in Israel or Iran or anywhere else in the world. But this is a very obvious and natural consequence of Israel trying to pick this war, and they definitively started. So now let me get to the media and the government and all the reactions. First, Chatley, thank you for gifting a membership. Really appreciate it. I think you did that twice. Kathy, thanks for becoming a member and being a member. And Jorge, thank you for the super chat. I know I missed a bunch of super chats, but the U.S. government and UK government reaction is perfectly predictable. I could have scripted it for you ahead of time. The media reaction has been a little bit different. And that's interesting. So, first of all, Sunak, the British Prime Minister, puts out a statement saying, Iran's actions are reckless. I can't believe they're starting this. Of course, he doesn't acknowledge that Israel actually started it, as everyone on planet Earth knows. He doesn't acknowledge anything other than Iran, dirty terrorists. I can't believe those Muslims, etc. And I don't give a damn that he's Indian. He serves the power and the money in the UK. In the US, Roger Wicker, a Republican senator, jumps out and goes, our support for Israel is unwavering. Let's go to war. War, 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 war. Of course the Republicans want war. And if you're MAGA and you don't want war, God bless your heart. That's wonderful. But you think that representatives agree with you? No, first of all, the corporate Republicans, the establishment Republicans, they love war. They voted for the Iraq war. And hold on, I'm going to get to the Democrats. And so they loved Bush starting that war. They were Cheney all the way. Defense contractors are going to get stinking rich out of this. The only people that are happier right now than the right wing in Israel is defense contractors, who are now counting their money in the billions as this war starts, right? And who do they fund? They fund the Republican Party almost 100%. Donald Trump says, oh, yeah, I'm anti-war. And he says, oh, Israel, kill them quicker. That is not an anti-war position. And who killed the top Iranian general earlier? Donald Trump. Trying to start that war on behalf of Israel. So I got no love for Trump. I got no love for any of the Republicans. I don't think that they're magical peaceniks. But the fact that their base wants, some part of their base wants peace is great news. And I welcome those voters to the anti-war movement. I love that they're here. Just don't get deluded by your leaders. Now, the same goes for Democrats. Even more so. Don't tell me that you're a Democrat that was outraged by George Bush dragging us into the Iraq war for no goddamn reason, getting all of our kids killed over there and wasting trillions of dollars, that you hated Bush for doing that. But now that a Democrat, Joe Biden, might drag us into this, into an even bigger and more disastrous war, all of a sudden you're going to grab your pom-poms and be like, yay, Biden, I'm on Team Democrat. As long as we start the wars, wars are great. That means you're not a Democrat. You're not on the left. You're not a progressive. Just understand that all you do is serve obediently your masters in the Democratic Party. So I'm not in that camp. I hope none of our viewers are in that camp. And if you're in the camp of, if Biden started World War III, then World War III must be great. I'm now pro-war. Okay, well then, brother, you're not on the left. That is not a left-wing position. It never has been. It never will be. If you say my devotion to Democratic leaders, my obedience and loyalty to them is way more important than any principles that I have, okay, that's on you. But if you're a principled person anywhere in the spectrum on the left and you hated the Iraq war and you hated Bush for starting the Iraq war, obviously you should feel the same way about Biden getting us into a war with Iran. Now, he hasn't yet. You could say, hey, he deserves plenty of blame for encouraging and enabling Israel all throughout. You're absolutely right about that. But right now, he has not gotten us specifically into the middle of this war. So he has an ability to avoid it. But if he doesn't avoid it, and he purposely goes into that war, don't come tell me, oh, and it's, because it's already happening, guys. Put out one tweet, and then social media, all the Democratic bots and its Democratic establishment guys come in and go, it's not Biden's fault. We have to go into a war with Iran. No, we don't. What is he? Is he a child? Is he the president of the United States or isn't he? Does the buck stop there or doesn't it? And Joe Biden has, by the way, so many tweets about it. Trump is going to get us into a war with Iran. It is very irresponsible. And by the way, he has to ask for congressional approval. Goddamn right he did. He had to ask for congressional approval. He didn't. And that's why we criticize Trump. If you now turn around and say, no, Biden doesn't need congressional approval. Biden can launch a war because we serve Israel. That's insanity. That's insanity. And I don't agree with that. And if you're anywhere on the left, you should never agree with that. We can still avoid this war, and we absolutely should. Now, I'm going to give you the details on what the Democrats are doing in a second. First of all, Drew Wilson gifted 20 memberships. Amazing. So, of course, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin saying that we will support Israel no matter what. Guys, look, for you to understand how crazy that is, what Turkey is not only a very strong ally of ours, a very strong military democracy, such as it is, and it really is. Erdogan's party lost 8 elections recently, so way more of a democracy than Israel. And if you say, Israel's the only democracy in the Middle East, that's outrageous. Turkey's a democracy. Turkey's in the middle, arguably in the Middle East. Besides which, Israel is a real democracy within Israel proper, but it also controls the occupied territories. That's like saying under apartheid, South Africa was a democracy. Yeah, it was a democracy for white people, but if you discount the overwhelming majority of the people who lived there, which were black folks, of course it wasn't a democracy overall. And Israel cannot occupy 5.5 million Palestinians and go, oh yeah, of course, they don't get any rights. They don't have any votes. They can't control their borders. They can't control their water, their electricity, their power. They can't control anything. We're the boss of them, but we're a democracy. No, you're not. But even if you thought so, okay, great. Israel, you want to start this war. Obviously, you wanted it and you got it. What is it our business? Why do we have to fight a war you started? So go back to Turkey. Turkey's a NATO ally. If they just started an aggressive war against Armenia, Armenia and Azerbaijan are constantly having conflicts. If Turkey launched all sorts of strikes and killed a defense minister of Armenia, would we then say, don't care? We don't care that Turkey was wrong. We're going to obliterate Armenia. That doesn't make any sense. Just because they're an ally doesn't mean that everything they do is correct. And it doesn't mean that we have to fight their war for them. So, no, that's outrageous. And Turkey's in NATO. So there's a much, much stronger argument to do that, which I would never agree to. And I hope that none of you would agree to. But when it comes to Israel, no, all the rules are completely different. Now, why is Austin, both the Republicans and the Democrats, saying 100% Israel is the poor little victim here? They didn't stay. None of them mentioned how Israel did the start of this and that it's a retaliatory strikes. They all pretend as if the conflict started today and that it's Iran's fault and Iran is the one that started the war, etc. Why do they do that? Okay, this is the only show in America. Now, I don't know that it's the only show anymore, but certainly at our size, so certainly no one in mainstream media will tell you this, even though it's the most obvious fact in the world. AIPAC spends literally hundreds of millions of dollars bribing our politicians. Now, those are legalized bribes. And yes, they're like any other lobby. Big pharma does the same thing. Oil companies do the same thing. Bankers do the same thing. But yes, AIPAC is our lobbyists. Yes, they specifically say they're not hiding it. We are for Israel. We're for a foreign government. And we demand that American politicians serve that foreign government. And they say they're going to spend $100 million in the next election. And what is that? Is that, are mainstream media reporters telling us that $100 million is not relevant to American politicians or to any politician? You would have to be a lunatic to say that. And you know what? Implicitly, they are, because they never, ever mention it when talking about Biden's decision-making process or the Republicans' decision-making process. The number one recipient of AIPAC money in U.S. Senate history is Joe Biden. Joe Biden has taken $11.2 million in his Senate and his presidential career combined. And as the part of the vice president, obviously the vice president of Barack Obama as well. And by the way, the number one donor to House Speaker Mike Johnson on the Republican side, also AIPAC. If you don't think that's relevant, you're nuts. And 98% of Americans do not agree with you. They think that is definitely relevant to their decision-making process. So these politicians, they don't serve us. So, but if Joe Biden brings us into this war, he has no one to blame but himself. So real quick, again, Tara Wilson, thank you for gifting him. If the U.S. helps Israel shoot down those drones or the ballistic missiles, I have no problem with that, because I want the citizens of all of these countries to be safe. The citizens deserve peace and life. And so I don't want any of the citizens of any of these countries getting hurt. And I've always been consistent about that. But if we do anything aggressive along with Israel to start a bigger war with Iran, then it is 100% Biden's fault. And we should want no piece of it. And guys, I don't want to hear any Democrats come and tell us, oh, Trump is so dangerous, but it's okay that Biden started the worst war of our lifetime in the Middle East. No, it's not okay. That means Biden is super dangerous. Again, if he does that. So far, he has aided and abetted Israel in all of this 100%. Don't tell me you wagged a finger and that you had a stern conversation with them and then give them $3.5 billion every year, and then give them $2.5 billion in weapons sales that Congress didn't even approve, and then argue for another $14 billion, greenlight every aggressive action they have, and tell me you didn't support them. Nonsense. Joe Biden has definitely enabled them, but he still has the ability to keep us out of the war, and that is what all of us should be fighting for, and making sure that we're, you know, call your local Democrats, Republicans, whoever you got. Whether it's Trump, Biden, or anyone else, do not send American kids to go die in this war for no damn reason. So I hope we have cooler heads here. And guys, look, last couple of things here. When it comes to Iran's capabilities, it's not the old days. So I don't know that 100 drones are going to reach Israel, and they're in the air for so long. And Israel and America have so much defensive capabilities, including Iron Dome. I'd be surprised if they didn't shoot most of that out of the sky. And so hence, this might be a little bit, you know, knock on wood, I hope, a little bit symbolic on Iran's part, where they don't think the missiles are actually going to reach them, but it looks like they at least struck back, right? And then things cool down. That is entirely possible. But if we get into an actual hot war with Iran, they're going to have drones much closer to other assets that we have, including our aircraft carriers, etc. If you think those drones can't take down jets and can't take down aircraft carriers, go talk to the Russians and see how that turned out for them. Ukraine, mainly powered on Turkish drones, obliterated the Russian tanks, 40 miles of tanks, and they were useless because of simple drones. So if you think, oh, this war against Iran is going to be easy, that's what they said about Iraq. I'm telling you again, Iran is four times the size of Iraq. Their military has much greater capabilities. And now with the advent of drones in this new era of warfare, we are way too overconfident. But I don't want one American dying there, let alone thousands or tens of thousands. It's not our war to fight. You start a war, you go fight it. And that's your business. It ain't got nothing to do with us. Finally, Iran is saying that any country that opens their airspace for Israel to counterstrike, they're also going to hit. So they're giving a warning to the other countries in the Middle East. If you let Israel fly through their jets, fly through your airspace, you are saying that you're joining the war on their side. So you can see, I just told you a scenario where it's possible that these strikes are not going to do much damage and things die down. But it is also possible that this war gets broader and broader and broader, and becomes the nightmare of our lifetimes. All right, one more thing that I got to tell you for sure. But first, hipster bro. So guys, so far the media is not bad. Even CNN is saying that these are retaliatory strikes. So what was going to drive me out of my mind was if they might still do this, if mainstream media says, the world just started yesterday and Israel is pure as the driven snow, and poor Israel had nothing to do with this, and Iran out of nowhere attacked them like this, that would be infuriating. But these days, media has gotten a little bit better, partly because of you guys. When you talk about, you know, all of the digital media, social media that you guys are backing, we're all a lot of us are telling the truth, and it puts mainstream media in a very difficult spot, and they have adjusted to be more honest. So credit where credit is due. I hope that keeps up. I don't know if you expected me to launch into a tirade against mainstream media, and I do when it is warranted, but right now, not yet. So far, they have been relatively good on pointing out that this is a retaliatory strike from Iran, and that Israel did do the first strike against Iran in these hostilities. So I hope that that keeps up. That's important. Now, there's, of course, the Israeli propagandists have begun. They're all over TV. They're, you know, they're generals, etc. And they're saying these are suicide drones. I'm like, what? Are they manned drones? I didn't think drones were manned. What do they mean, suicide drones? I looked into it. They don't mean anything. They just mean, it sounds like a terrorist thing if we call it a suicide bomber. So since it's Iran and they're Muslim, we'll just call it suicide drones. Okay. What? That doesn't even make any sense. Drones are expendable. They're just tiny little machines. All drones are not. I know that some drones can come back and land again, but that's just to rile up people's anger and fear of Muslims. Oh, the suicide drones. Okay, are the bombs that Israel are using suicide bombs? Anybody can play these games. But so far, media not so bad. Democrats, Republicans, and Western governments horrible, pretending that Israel didn't start this and that it's all Iran's fault. So, and if you live in other countries like Britain, etc., keep your governments accountable too. None of us want this war. It'll be an absolute disaster.
Boy. I'm gonna keep it like an island boy. I'm gonna keep it like an island boy. I'm just trying to make it. And I'm an island boy, I'ma keep it like an island boy. I'm an island boy, I'm just trying to make it. And I'm an island boy, I'ma keep it like an island boy.
These streets keep calling me, they don't want me to leave a life behind. Staring at the stars, wishing I had the time. Well, my kids need food and my girl needs me. And sometimes I dream that I'm finally free. So baby, don't play me, I ain't no toy. I'm a prisoner here, but I still make noise. And I'ma shout that I'm out here with all my boys. I'm a street kid now, but one day I'll be an island boy. I'm just trying to make it, I'm an island boy.
I'ma keep it like an island boy,
I'm an island boy.
Just launched a total of 150 missiles directly at Israel. And baby, when I tell you that literally, listen, they tried to intercept those missiles, but baby, it didn't work. 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 Israel is currently under fire. Yes, Israel. Not just drones, not just, the small stuff. Like, they actually, Iran launched 150 missiles at Israel. The big show that we all been waiting for, that lick bike, is happening right now, honey. It's happening right now. It's jumping off on the telly. And I got the videos for y'all. Now, listen. In the next 24 to 48 hours, things are going to get drastically worse, as it is expected that in the next 7 days that this conflict is going to continue to get worse. Yes, drastically worse in the next 7 days, okay? So, buckle y'all seats in, because I don't feel like it's going to slow down any anytime soon, okay? Hold on to your wigs. Let me shift mine. There we go. All right? We got to make sure that we hold on to our edges, our wigs, all of that, because one, I'm American, and Iran already stated that they was coming after the American administration. They was not coming after us. But you know how America does. You know they're going to find a way to try to get the American people involved. And baby, I'm telling y'all right now, you better not get your ass involved in that situation. This SmackDown is supposedly reserved for Israel only. Now, if America want to get involved in what Israel got going on, let the white folk, the white politicians get involved. Okay? Let the folk, it ain't just the white ones, it's people of all color, but let the folk handle their business and stay up out of it. Don't you let them drag you into no insurrection or nothing like that, okay? You let them folk handle their bin, not eat. This sounds like a politician's problem to me. It ain't got nothing to do with us, all right? We just bystanders. We just spectators. We just watching the show go down. Because like I said, we've been all waiting for Izzy to get that SmackDown. We've been waiting, okay? So let's go through a few things. And listen, I can't believe that I've been staring at my phone for 5 hours straight as well. Even as I had some other things to do today, I'm still staring at my phone. Because literally every single second that, you know, even when I was away, it was like, oh my goodness, like there's like this is it. Stuff is just starting to jump off now. So now let's go ahead and get into it. So in addition to the missiles that was launched, okay, in addition to those missiles that was launched, there's other places that's getting it as well. So let's get into it. So the IOF warplanes launched airstrikes on Qaim and on Kfar, Hila, and southern Lebanon. So before we, you know, to that 2 hour hiatus, I let you know that they was definitely planning on going to the northern Tel Aviv Lebanese border, okay, where they were launching several missiles directly at southern Lebanon. However, Hezbollah and Nasrallah, all of them, they have sent several people to the border, so they are actually fighting back, which I knew that they would. In the meantime, between time, Lebanon is also attacking Israel, so they're fighting back. While we have Lebanon attacking Israel, excuse me, woo. While Lebanon is attacking Israel, my bad, y'all. Yemen is attacking Israel from another direction, and now we have Iran that just shot over 150 missiles directly into Israel. Could it possibly be that Israel is getting back the same shamok she was giving to Palestine? Absolutely. This age of Aquarius, baby, what you give out is what you get back. Okay, so Trump came forward and stated that the Iranian attack on Israel shows the great weakness of the United States during the Biden era. Now, Trump, why would you... You know what? We're not going to focus on him. Sirens have been sounding off continuously, and they will sound off again at a later time to the second wave of attack, marches, and missiles. What are marches and missiles? Basically, on ground, the ground invasion is getting closer. It's getting closer and closer for Iran to move forward with their ground invasion, but, you know, things are pretty bad in the air right now. And I suspect things are going to get bad in the sea, too. There's an air base, Nafatim Air Base, in south of the occupied Palestine territories that was targeted from an Iranian attack, of the Iranian attack. So as a result of what's been going on, that actual air base was targeted, not by Iran. I don't believe it was by Iran. But we'll wait for further clarification on that, okay? It is about 1,100 kilometers from Iranian territory. So, yeah, I was right about that. It wasn't by Iran. And the Revolutionary Guards conducted missile exercises on a model similar to it last year. Let's see more information. Because, y'all, it's a lot. It's a lot, okay? Documentations of Iranian Qaim missiles targeting the IOFs. Nevatim Air Base in the occupied Nahab. Most of the missiles hit the air base, which contains American F-35 warplanes. Damn! Which was used to bomb Gaza. So the same F-35, I was going to say, that sounds like the same fighter jets that was in, because it was F-16s and F-35s. And And they just destroyed an entire airbase full of, Iran just destroyed an entire airbase full of those F-35 airplanes. They are not playing. But then again, I did tell y'all that KK wasn't the mother to play with. In previous instances where they got into it, Iran is so methodical that they'll cut you off. Like, they'll cut you off, like, at the arms, the feet, the hands, the legs. It's like they literally cutting you off from everything that you had. Even the shit that you didn't know that people knew about, Iran is cutting them off. Exactly. So, and more breaking news is coming in as we're speaking. Another shooting operation has been executed in Ofer near Ramallah, which targeted settler vehicles. Oh, shoot. Okay, so hold on. When did this happen? Okay. Let me find out. Them boys have made it out to Ramallah, to the West Bank. West busy. The Ministry of Health directed hospitals to reinforce medical teams. Ooh. FARS agency, according to an informed source, the operations to punish the Zionist entity are continuing and have not yet ended. Period. Because they knew they was wrong for this. U.S. Secretary General, I strongly condemn the dangerous escalation represented by the law. Oh, God. Please stop. Please hang it up. The targeted air base in Najib was the starting point for the attack on our consulate in Damascus, Syria. So right now, y'all, it's still going down. It's a lot of videos on here, and it's very shocking. And I already know how TikTok is, so that's why I just gave y'all a picture up there, because I know TikTok is going to ban those videos. However, you are able to go to Praxis Redacted on Telegram if you would like to see the videos. But yeah, it's at this point, it's getting crazy. Like, the moment we've all been waiting for is finally here. But not the actual moment, because we're waiting for the ground invasion and we're waiting for Palestine to actually be completely and totally free. But it's just jumped off. The illegal American embassy in Jerusalem asks all its employees to shelter in place until further notice. Well, look at you, okay? Would you look up? Ah! In Israel, they report that the response was of unprecedented proportions, and the Iranian attack far exceeded expectations. I bet it did, okay? So an additional 70 missiles has just been launched. Oh my goodness. KK is not playing with y'all. But then again, like we said, he did tell y'all that. He said I'm not playing. I am not playing with y'all. And y'all didn't believe him. So right now, Tel Aviv is on fire. Missiles are flying over Iraq towards Israel. That's the bottom line. The Iranian state media claims that Iran has now launched medium-range ballistic missiles against there. Hezbollah is also still attacking. Damn. And there's so much video footage where y'all can actually see on Telegram. The U.S. has asked Iran through Qatar to immediately stop. Not the United States asking them to stop, begging them to stop. No! Iran ignored the request. Wow. Okay, now stay tuned, because I'll be back with more updates. But as of right now, it's getting so wild. I gotta listen. Okay, y'all, this is probably gonna be my last update for the next 2 hours. So absorb as much as you can, because like I said, the news is breaking. Breaking news is breaking in real time, y'all, and it's coming in hot. So get your cup ready, because I got something brewing and it's about to be poured up, okay? So I'm gonna be swipping and swashing, so just be patient, y'all. Okay, so the last place we left off was, child, so much going on. They speculated that the drones were simply a diversion, and apparently Israel bit the, they took a bite of the diversion, okay? They bit the forbidden apple. So, news is coming down the pipeline that Jordan has opened its airspace for American fighter jets, like the jets that Israel is using. The Israeli Air Force has decided to use those American jets in attempt to try to counteract those drones. Not the missiles, but the drones. So, they're trying to shoot down the drones. In the meantime, between time, what is happening, Israeli military officials have spoken to New York Times and stated that Israel has evacuated all military bases. May possibly not be all, but it just says that they evacuated military bases, launched planes, and prepared air defenses. In addition to that, the war cabinet is being held in an underground bunker. Oh, y'all, it's some scary asses, seeing as though y'all started this conflict. Bunker of the Ministry of Security. And yes, we laughing at y'all because, like, really, Pop, gumdrop, how you gonna start some shit and then go run? Like, it just don't make sense to me. Iran, it has coming down the pipeline that Iran has launched more than 100 air drones out there. Again, they're saying that it could potentially be a diversion for the real smoke that they're bringing their way. Now, since Iran has released a statement, we just talked about this, where they said, this is the reason why we're doing all this is because you thought I was playing. And I said I was going to get my lick back. And that's exactly what the hell I'm going to do. Now, I'm going to remain where I'm at because y'all keep thinking that it's a game with this whole Palestinian situation. And that's not what it is. So let me know what you want to do, because we ain't going nowhere, okay? So, again, like I said, Jordan opened its airspace to Israeli Air Force fighters. Damn, it's more stuff just coming in hot. Together with American aircraft, they're intercepting Iranian drones. And get this, an armada of kamikaze drones was just seen flying over the skies of Iraq, flying towards Israel again. So I'm guessing that's the third wave that was just launched, as I was telling y'all, okay? So now we actually have footage of said drones, which I will be releasing later on. Right now, the news is breaking and it's brewing and it's hot. So I just got to give it to y'all how I can give it, okay? Listen, you want to take it any way you can get it. I'll circle back. Don't worry. More stuff coming down the pipeline. Let's get to it. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. Hebrew Yedigoth. The IOF has prepared for the possibility of Iranian ballistic missiles being launched in their direction. So basically right now, they're all scared. They're upset and they're scared and they're like, how can they do this to us? Oh my God. Like, where is Big Daddy Joe? Baby, let me tell you something. That man ain't nowhere to be found. He told y'all from jump that if you did this, you're brave. We will support you, but you're brave, okay? You're so brave. Like, you've got this, girly pop. Don't worry about a gumdrop. So we also have more video evidence of what's going on the ground. Yeah, it's getting real out there. So the IRGC has described the ongoing drone and missile attack against Israel as a part of the punishment, labeling it a successful operation so far. Now, breaking news. U.S. officials to ABC stated that Iran will try to overcome Israel's defenses by launching drones and missiles in different directions. I could have told you that shit. You just wasting our time? Like, get on your Zoom. Get out your feelings and get a motherfucking feel. Like, why are y'all... Child, anyways. We knew that, Joe. We knew that already. We're watching it real time. We're literally watching it as it's happening real time. So thank you, I guess. So basically, what's happening in America, they are attempting to lend their hand, in addition to Jordan lending out their airspace in order to, you know, allow them. Basically, the same way that Israel has backed the Palestinians into a corner and into Rafah is the same way that they themselves have found themselves backed into a corner. And the only out that they have right now is their alliance that they have with Jordan and with America. And even then, it's like, girl, that's not going to be enough. You are surrounded by several countries that are shook if by KK. They're shook. They know that, listen, it's only so much I can do before I get my shit knocked clean off my shoulders. So I'm going to go ahead and pass. This don't have nothing to do with me, boo-boo. I tried to help you and I got caught doing that. And then you have other countries that are in alliance, direct alliance. More news is breaking as we speak with Iran and Hezbollah, Russia, China. Mind you, the mother countries haven't even gotten involved yet. This is just Iran. Remember, America told everybody that Iran would not be doing anything directly? Well, it looks like they and all the people in the comments that were, okay, were wrong, because these missiles are coming directly from Iran, and these drones, these kamikaze drones are coming directly from Iran. We got video footage of them passing over Iraq and and passing through the Jordanian airspace. But looking at this map, they only pass over the Jordanian airspace because it's coming from different directions. Even with the directions that it's coming from, they pass over that airspace on purpose. I feel like they did. They definitely did to taunt Jordan. I could be wrong, but I have a strong feeling that I'm not. They definitely did that to taunt Jordan and to let them know what it really is. It was definitely like they was showing them, like, this ain't what you want, baby. I mean, I'm going to do what the fuck I want to do. And if you don't like it, oh well, too bad, so sad. But I'm still do what I want to do. I'm big dog in these streets. That's basically what KK said. Okay, so more news. Israel is preparing for several days of confrontation with Iran. And, well, baby, I don't think it's just going to be days. It's going to be a while. But, yeah, they're going to clean house, okay? And Israel is expected to carry out a counter response. Woo-hoo! I can't wait to see that. Initial intercepts of drones in Syrian airspace. Now, Syria. Let me find out. That better not have been you. Let me find out. Intercepts of drones in Syrian airspace. I wonder if those drones are actually coming from Iran. Because, again, if we look at the map, they don't have to pass by Syria in order to get to Israel. They would have to, that don't make sense. So the drones that could have been coming from that direction, I'm guessing, but I don't, Because Syria is working with, that don't make sense to me. We'll circle back on that one. U.S. official to Bloomberg, a simultaneous attack with drones and missiles may confuse the Israeli air defense system, which is under attack as we speak. As it may reach different speeds, altitudes, and directions. So, yeah. And on top of that, their actual air defense system is also being attacked at the same time. They're having several cyber attacks. They're experiencing several issues with their Israeli defense system. And all of the GPS and everything, they're experiencing several cyber attacks at the same time. So, if you guess that they took out that system at the same time as they attacked it, then you're right, and you may have bingo, babe. The Israeli army is planning for an exchange of strikes with Iran. See, that makes sense with the whole Syrian situation. That makes sense because Jordan is right next to Syria. So those drones, I don't think that they came from Iran. I don't think those were Iran's drones. That sounds like Israel's drones. Because remember, Jordan and Syria are right next to each other. And while Iran's drones are coming from a different direction, I don't know if... it just don't make sense. That has to be Israel's drones. An exchange of strikes with Iran that will last for several days. So they planning to go to war for real this time. Because whatever we've seen in Palestine ain't been no war, okay? It's been a literal genocide. This is the actual war. Israeli Army Radio states that the scope of Iran's attack is larger than we expected. You fucking think? We literally tried to tell you this. We begged you not to take it this far because we knew how bad it was going to get for you. Like, child. Al-Aqsa Voice states settlers escaped from the house they attacked in Jalazun camp north of Ramallah after young men were confronted them. So not only is it going down on the home front, it's also going down in the West Bank, baby. Stick in there, okay? Because it's a lot more news that's going to be breaking soon. Okay, it's cool, KK. I'm on your time, all right? So let's get into it because we got the trusty dusty iPad. So with that being said, let's go ahead and break some breaking news. Now, if you haven't already heard, because we got more. I know y'all like to die, but damn, how much more breaking news is breaking? It's a lot. So apparently what's going on is Iran released a statement stating that not only are they going to be releasing drones, they also were supposed to be releasing a bunch of missiles as well. They also stated that the reason why this is going down is because I told you I was going to get you back for blowing up my shit in Damascus, didn't I? And I ain't stopping no time soon. Breaking news. Yemen is also attacking Israel with dozens of missiles, y'all. Dozens of missiles. A large number of missiles launched from Yemen have been observed flying across the coastline. And yes, I did wash my hands for those of y'all all up in my bid not eat. Iran has launched cruise missiles from Hamdan, Providence, right now. Child, they got videos and everything. Don't worry, because respectful what's going on, moving on. Hebrew Channel 12 has released information stating the occupation army is now carrying out a massive attack in the heart of Lebanon. Lame. Occupation media also states that for the first time since the war in Gaza, there is no Israeli planes flying over the Gaza Strip due to the Iranian threat. Thank goodness. Now, I know y'all thinking, like, why is she celebrating this? They were using those drones and those planes as a means to psychologically and emotionally damage the remaining Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. So that's one step in the right direction. It ain't the whole shebang, but it's one step in the right direction, which means it's completely destroying Israel and America's home front and their facade that they've been giving off over the past 2 weeks, in which they think that the world actually believes that they are not being defeated right now. They have lost the situation, and right now they're saving face. We all knew that, but they attempted to keep up face by continuing to attack Lebanon, continuing to attack Gaza City and Central Gaza, and taunting everyone by saying they were going to still go into Rafah, which they've been entering Rafah with those drones and causing all type of massacres. So the fact that their drones and their planes are no longer in that airspace lets us know that you are not winning the situation, that there's somebody much bigger than you, which we've also already known that Allah was much bigger than you, but Iran is whooping on y'all so bad through their proxies and with direct contact that you can't even have nothing in the airspace. Child, as we speak, more breaking news is breaking. Let's get into it. Okay, so Jordan has came forward and said that they stand, they said that they're standing with Israel. Okay, like, we don't care. Like, we are ready to intercept and shoot down any drones or aircraft that penetrate Jordanian airspace. Mind you, nobody even crossed over Jordan in order to attack. Child, please sit this one out. Sit this one out, okay? And on top of that, Iran has launched cruise missiles. They launched those cruise missiles from Hamdan, but Yemen is also launching missiles directly on land. So you got missiles coming from the sea and on land at the same time as those drones are flying over. And just so y'all know, a third wave of drones have been released at the same time as all this stuff is going down from Iran. And Hezbollah is still doing their nasty work in the north. Yikes. This is getting crazy. This is getting crazier as each second passes. Let me go ahead and give y'all some more breaking news that's breaking. So there are, unfortunately, some things going down in the Gaza Strip where some Palestinians may have died or succumbed to their injuries. I'm seeing Mr. Ahmed Hamed, 17 years old, died from his critical injuries as a result of the settlers' aggression against the village of Betin Ramallah district in the West Bank. So it's crazy how even as they're pretending to be the victim, they're still enticing their settlers to go out and attack the Palestinians. You're not making this look easier on you in any way, shape, or form. At this point in time, it's at the point in time where we all just looking at y'all like, what do you mean help? Baby, I can't help you do a damn thing. You got yourself into this situation. So as of right now, it's looking like Iran ain't showing no signs of stopping no time soon, okay? No time soon. Looking at the information that's coming down the pipeline, Iran also came forward and stated that any country that opens its airspace or territory to Israel to attack Iran will receive a strong response from us. The Iranian defense minister stated that just moments after Iraq closed its airspace so that nothing else could come through it. So I'm guessing that the third wave of drones was supposedly the last wave of drones, or so I think. Now, this isn't factual, but, since Iraq closed their airspace, one can only assume that maybe that's the last wave of drones that's being sent out there. But who knows? They can come from different directions because, mind you, Iran has a lot of folks over there in the Middle East, including Hellboy, Yemen. They can come from Syria, Golan Heights, where they don't have to cross over Iraq. So it's getting juicy. It's getting crazy. And all of this stuff is happening in real time. Now, back in the United States, Biden states that the United States will support Israel's defense against these threats from Iran. Child, please. Child, please. Please, 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 please. Now, apparently, some of those drones may or may not have approached Jordan's airspace. So that's why Jordan came out and stated that if you attempt to enter their airspace, they stand with Israel and they will shoot your drones down. Now, mind you, girl, these are the same drones, the Shabbat drones that NATO was struggling to shoot down. So you mean to tell me if NATO couldn't shoot them drones down, you think you have a chance with shooting them drones down? New breaking news that just came through the channel. U.S. intelligence source to the occupation media has stated that the drones may be a distraction for launching missiles from Iran. What? You know what? That could be it. That actually, that makes sense. That makes complete and total sense because Yemen is also attacking them at the same time that Iran is attacking them. So if Yemen is attacking them at sea and Iran is launching missiles directly from the land, everything that's going around them, they basically took a page out of America's, if I'm correct, they took a page out of America's playbook and set little fires off everywhere to distract you from what's really going on, which is Iran launching those missiles, okay? Now, more news that just came down the pipeline. I told you this is happening. Breaking. It's all happening at one time. Jordan security officials to Reuters. Jordan is preparing to confront any Iranian aircraft that violates his airspace. Child, shut your ass up. We don't care, raw. Okay? Shut up. Just shut up. Just shut up. Like, you ain't been talking this whole time. Y'all been sending a flip-flopping this entire time, and now all of a sudden y'all want to act real big and bad. Like, please sit down somewhere. And let's not forget that Syria is sitting right next to you, and that Big Poot with the loot and all his homeboys is in Syria, and that there's also a bunch of armory and more soldiers and 400,000 that have 400,000 Yemeni soldiers that have begun, you know, to start their you know, they're at the border in Double Dutch position, and they're waiting. They're waiting. If they need to pack their stuff and get up there, they're already ready to go. So let's cool out with all that, Jordan. Cool it now. You need to cool it now. Because you're doing too much, girl. Like, we don't care what you got going on. Now, that's pretty much what's going on right now. Let me see if there's some other stuff that just came down the pipeline. We carried out an operation with the drones in response to the Zionist entity's crime of bombing our consulate in Damascus. Remember, I told you, they said, bitch, you knew I was going to get you back for that shit. The operation was carried out with dozens of missiles and drones to strike specific targets in the occupied territories. So whether or not those drones have actually struck those specific territories or not, they're on their way because a third wave just went down. Now, right as of right now, we have information coming down the pipeline from the military analyst for Al-Quds Network stating the Iranian response will be in three successive waves. So they have more coming down the pipeline. Okay, so the first wave launching dozens of marches directed at the occupation. So remember I told you about the Yemeni? It's 400,000 soldiers. They already started marching. On top of that, the second wave marches and strikes from the regions of Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon. Damn! Oh my God, it's going down, y'all. It's going down. This is it. This is it. In Lebanon to disperse Israeli defense systems in the third wave's guided ballistic missiles. It's going down. Basement. Stay tuned because it's more coming and it's coming in real time, y'all. Don't worry, Godiva got you.
I put the blue ribbon on the seats. The homicide, Lamb of God, and the Prince of Peace. We a nation comprised of kings and priests. We're keeping up a socket feast and weeks. Ever since the sins of Adam, we've been falling. We used to get in that dirty money, now it's all clean. Better answer the phone when it's calling. Spiritual treasure falling like it's falling.
All kind of fringes on my body got me drip, drip. My niggas got it out the mud, we used to flip zips. If I got up on a Henny, I'm a sip, sip. I ain't talking prescription pills when I stick to the script. I was lost in the sauce, I didn't forget that. I still go back to the block for my people, I give back. Telling crack the pregnant women, my nigga, I did that. Now I'm praying to God, hoping he forgive that. Cause I'm in the truth now, I know you heard that. Fifth and Broadway on the corner where we teach the word at. Ironically, that's the same place we used to serve packs. Had no love for my people, but I had to purge that. The scriptures are for us by us like it's foo-foo. Rep the blood of your house shy like it's Subu. Shout out to Eddie Levi, put that boo-hoo. We got it popping now, who knew? I put the
blue ribbon out of the sea. Homicide, like my God and the Prince of Peace. We a nation comprised of kings and priests. We're keeping up a sock and feast and weeks. Ever since the sins of Adam, we've been falling. Views getting that dirty money, now it's all clean. Better answer the phone when he's calling. Spiritual treasure falling like it's falling. Yeah, yeah. Comprised of kings and priests. We're keeping up a sock and feast and weeks. Ever since the sins of Adam, we've been falling. Views getting that dirty money, now it's all clean. Better answer the phone when it's calling. Spiritual treasure falling like it's falling. Yeah, yeah.
Up this phase, just trying to holler at y'all, see what's going on. Had a lot on my mind, reminiscing, trying to figure out these things that are going on my mind, trying to figure out some puzzles. I'm not here to start nothing. I ain't trying to start nothing. Just got some things that I want to get done, some things that I want to get solved, some things I want to enlighten myself with. So maybe y'all take a time and to get the opportunity to stop by and listen to my thoughts. Hope so. Very intellectual. So, if you get time, just holler at me. I'm reminiscing all in my room, just trying to figure out a whole lot of things. Until then, y'all have a great day, and thank you for coming in and listening to me.